Can you stop?
I don't know, can I?
Ah!
My arms have no energy in them. It's hard to pour a glass of water.
That's why... That's because... No.
What?
Was heißt Allgemeinwissen auf Englisch?
Common knowledge.
Ah.
Or do you mean common sense?
Common knowledge. I want to do a quiz today.
What kind of quiz? Common knowledge quiz?
Yeah.
I'm gonna lose.
I will lose too. Okay, we have here a common knowledge quiz on the website How Stuff Works.
Okay.
And yeah, let's do this. But first, let us introduce ourselves.
Right, who starts?
Hello, guys, and welcome back to Brain Crumbs.
Did you forget the name first?
Yes, yes. Yeah, so welcome back. That's it. I'm Psycho. Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to ask, what's your name?
I'm Psycho.
Let's drink water, please. I'm K from the YouTube and Twitch channel Fumetsuna K.
Yeah, just call him K.
Yeah, just call me K. The Fumetsuna part is just a description.
Yes.
If you translate it, you know what I mean.
But does it translate the right way? Like... You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Okay.
What do you mean by the right way?
Like, when you write Fumetsuna.
Yes.
Is the meaning the same as the Japanese one?
It should be.
We hope so.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I should probably... in my bio put the actual kanji writing on there because Fumetsu is the word for immortal. Na is the addition to an adjective, so it's like the immortal as a description for what follows, and K is my name, so the immortal K.
Okay,
it describes me.
Nice.
Yes, it is very nice.
Yes, very nice.
I spent like 2 whole days on that name. I think I doubt it.
Okay. So.
Right. Yeah, ask the questions. My PC is closed.
Yeah.
I don't see the questions.
No, I wanted to first tell the people what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
We're doing today common knowledge quiz.
Yes.
Yes. And I think that's common knowledge in America.
I doubt it. They don't have that.
So yes, so first question.
Yeah, just start.
Thankfully this website gives us the right answer right away when I click on it.
Oh, when you click on it. Okay, yeah. So you know the answer for the first question.
No, I didn't click on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, So, which civil rights activist was famous for refusing to give up her seat on a bus?
I don't know.
Wait.
I know it.
There is four options always.
Okay.
And you can choose between them.
Okay.
Dorothy Day.
Hmm.
B. Rosa Parks. 3. Jane Fonda. And D. Emma Willard.
B. Final answer.
B. Final answer. And we're right. There is a little information that they put when you get the right answer.
Okay, like explaining what happened and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I read it?
Read it. If it's boring, we can cut it out.
Okay. So, Rosa Parks' bravery in 1955 resulted in a boycott of the bus system in, oh my god, what is this? Montgomery, Alabama. City officials were forced to end segregations on buses. That's it.
Yeah, the black people just said, no, fuck you, and the bus drivers were like, okay, we can't do anything about this. Like, it was that easy.
Yes. I don't think it was easy, but yeah.
Yeah, there were probably a lot of people put to jail and stuff.
Yeah. So, second question. Which of these letters is not a vowel?
Vowel?
Vowel, yeah. A, I. It's E, I. What German E?
Okay, I understand. I know the English alphabet.
No, I'm asking, is it right?
Yes, I.
Okay. B, O.
Okay.
C, W.
Hmm?
And D, A. What is a vowel?
Yeah, what is a vowel? Can you guess by looking at...
A-E-O-U?
Yes.
Okay, then it's W.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know...
Please.
No. Do you know what I find funny about the quiz?
What?
It is literally the perfect common knowledge question for the Americans. First, we have something about black history, which is like already fucked there.
Hmm.
And then, like, basic first grader questions.
Yes.
You know, that's the level where
you
America
know.
Is at.
You know.
All right, that's,
okay.
That's just W, it's right. We don't need to see the explanation. Next question.
Yes. So, who was the original king of rock and roll?
The original.
Okay.
I don't need to hear the answers. It's Elvis Presley.
True, yes.
Michael Jackson decrowned him, and then...
Michael Jackson is the king of pop.
The king of pop, okay. That's.
And then Mick Jagger, and then Steven Tyler. And I don't know who Steven Tyler is. I just know Mick Jagger.
Mick Tyler.
Oops. Elvis, the king, is widely considered to be rock and roll's first major star. While estimates vary, he's said to have sold over 1 billion records worldwide.
Go off king.
Yes.
I wonder if he is not.
Can you stop hitting on your microphone?
Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm just not going to move.
Yeah. Okay. Agent... 007, featured in many movies dating back to 1962, is known as Bond. Oh, come on.
Jeremy.
No, Benedict.
Benedict.
There is option Benedict. No, it's James.
What were the options?
John, Benedict, James, and Eliezer. Not Eliezer? Eliza?
James was an option.
Wow.
I just said, what did I say? Jeremy.
Huh?
Jeremiah. My last answer is Jeremiah.
There is no F option in boy. So, yeah. Sean Connery was the first actor to portray the Suave agent. Is it Suave?
What? Spell it.
Where is it? S-U-A-V-I-A.
I don't know either.
Our agent back in 1962 chose Dr. No. The most recent Bond as of 2015 is Daniel. This was so German. Daniel Craig, who debuted in the franchise's 2006 movie Casino Royale.
Alright.
Okay. Next question. Why? What flightless bird went extinct in the 1660s and has a reputation for stupidity? A. The dodo bird. 2. The Labrador duck. C. The laughing owl. And D. The passenger pigeon. Huh?
I know the answer is A, but I go for the funny answer C.
The laughing owl?
Yes.
No. I didn't know that.
It's A.
Many people mistakenly believe that dodos were stupid birds hunted to extinction. In fact, scientists believe that animals brought to the island in the Indian Ocean by the Dutch ate the birds' eggs and competed for their food, dooming the birds to extinctions.
So it's the classic tale of humans are at fault for extinction of animals.
Yes.
The classic.
Yes. I mean, it's a fact.
It's a fact.
Yeah. Okay, next question. What plant is traditionally the primary ingredient in wine? Agave, grape, peach, or plum?
Plum.
Agave. Is this agave or agave?
Agave? I don't know. It's grape.
Yes. The human brain communicates with the rest of the body through networks of what? Tendons, nerves, muscles, or lipids?
Nerves. What are lipids?
I don't know. What are tendons?
I don't know. We know the right answer, but we know nothing about the wrong answers.
Okay. The poster for which film from the 1950s features 3 skipping characters, all dressed in bright yellow raincoats and swinging umbrellas? Singing in the Rain, Sunset Boulevard, Vertigo, A Streetcar Named Desire.
What?
What?
What the fuck do I know about the poster of the 1950s? What the fuck?
Just go. It's in the question. Yellow raincoats and swinging umbrellas.
Okay.
So it just can be Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain, it fits the description.
Because I don't know either of these 4 movies, so just
but why is that question common knowledge?
I mean, I think the site...
What does America classify as common knowledge? Everything American history.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah. I said it's a common knowledge quiz for Americans at the beginning.
Does it say it's for Americans?
No?
Or did you just guess it because of the stupid 2 first questions?
Fuck. Okay, move on.
Is it correct, Singing in the Rain?
Yes.
Okay.
So, what chemical. In German, we say Chemikalie.
True.
So what chemical is added to US water supplies in the hopes of improving dental health?
This is such an American question. Holy fuck.
Wait. Chlorine, fluoride, bromine, hydrogen.
Hydrogen. That wasn't even German. I mean, this was straight up Turkish. Yeah, and I wonder why the fuck the US government would put half of the consistency of water into the water to improve dental health.
But it's fluoride.
It is fluoride, I wanted to say B, yeah.
And it's American, so you can
explain. They put in pools.
Huh?
Chloride, the A, is what they put in pools.
Chlorine.
Chlorine. I think that's what they put in pools to keep it clean, with, so they don't have to clean it every like second day because someone pisses in it.
If someone pisses in it, I don't think you have to clean it every 2 days. You have to clean it every time someone pisses in there.
No, they actually don't do it because that's what the job of chlorine is. It keeps.
Yes, but if chlorine was not in there.
If it wasn't in there, yeah, then you would clean it after every single American in there.
What? Can you stop?
No! Like, I'm making this episode the American this episode!
No!
Alright.
Leave it for another episode, okay?
Oh, I have plenty to add to that, so yeah.
Okay, look. The next question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just try to not diss America again. Okay?
I'll try.
Okay. The famous I want you.
Try not to diss America on an American common knowledge test. The famous, it's a body tittery again.
Okay, hold on.
Alright, tamam.
Tamam, hadi. Bekle. Dinle.
Yes, the famous.
The famous. I want you for the US Army. Most of for. From. What is it?
World War II?
I don't know, there's just one. Straight line.
Then is it World War One? Also called the Great War. You know, the capital I is also considered a Roman number.
I try so hard to make me don't look stupid, but
you're in the call of the wrong person for that.
Yeah. So. The famous I want you for the US Army poster from World War One features an image of whom? Abraham Lincoln, Uncle Sam, George Washington, an unnamed soldier. What should I know?
I just know it looks like a clown, a circus director.
Huh?
Imagine the most generic circus director with white long hair and white beard, like an old man with a American colored top hat and suit, and he's pointing at you. I want you.
Who's that?
It's not the last one. It's probably, I don't know. It's
Uncle Sam.
I just say Uncle Sam.
Okay, Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam is a popular personification of the USA. The poster was designed and drawn by James Montgomery Flagg, a famous American artist who lived from 1877 to 1900.
When he lived, he's American.
Okay, chill.
I sound really angry, right?
You're so aggressive today. Is it because of the...
It's the blood pumping, you know? Because of the sports.
Okay. Which of these
nuts?
Was not... Can you? Which of these was not one of Snow White's seven dwarfs? Dopey, Sappy, Sneezy, and Grumpy. Dopey. No.
I don't know.
Sappy. I don't know the English names.
Why would I know the names of the seven dwarfs from Snow White?
Snow White was my favorite Disney movie. But I just know it in German, you know? So, okay. It's Sappy.
Okay.
Newton is said to have been inspired by what to describe the theory of gravity?
An apple falling on its head.
What? No, I want to say wait, but then it came out water. Okay, ladder, hailstone, apple, or rock?
Apple.
What is the head of the Roman Catholic Church called? Master, cardinal, preacher, or pope?
Master.
Master, I bring you some more children.
Master, I have sinned today. Don't worry about it. I have this child.
Okay. Which US president is... Stop it! Which US president is thought to have... Thought? What?
Thought.
One is thought and one to have taught. Taught.
Spell it. What is the word?
Okay, wait. Which US president is thought to have taught himself how to read and write? Did you get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln? I don't know. I don't even know the names.
Woodrow Wilson, Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, or John Adams?
I just Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln, me too, so it's right.
It's right?
Yeah.
Hey. The power of guessing.
Yes. Oh no, this next question has so many Roman letters.
Oh no.
I don't know the Roman.
I know them. Tell I X and I tell you what that means.
Okay. Which English king was famous for beheading his wives? First is King Henry, V, and then I.
The eighth.
Okay. And then King Edward First,
mm-hmm.
King James Third, or King Alfred the Great?
I say A, Henry the Eighth.
Henry the Eighth is correct.
You know why?
Why?
There was a... Do you remember the Don't Stay in School YouTube rap from Boy in a Band?
No.
I showed it to you. You have no right to say no.
I don't remember.
In that rap, he talked about like the useless information what the U.S. education system tells you,
mm-hmm.
And it wrote a verse about the shit that Henry VIII did to his women. Like he had like five women, he beheaded like three of them.
Hold up. Can I read the thing, the information?
All right, go ahead.
Can you stop?
Sorry.
Okay. Henry VIII desperately wanted a male heir, and he was willing to break with the church to secure a wife who could give him one. Jane Seymour was the only one of his six wives to bear a son. So he killed...
He killed them because they didn't give him a son.
Wow. And then Muslims are the bad guys, right?
Muslims aren't the bad guys.
In the
media. Terrorists are the bad guys.
No. In the media, it's Muslims.
American media. We're talking about America here, right?
Germany too?
Germany just...
It's the same.
Germany just goes with the flow what America does. Like,
yes.
The little brother of America. The little annoying shit brother that just does everything the big brother does.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Next. According to the Big Bang Theory, how did the universe begin? A rainstorm, an explosion, a slow, calm expansion, a meteor shower. A rainstorm.
How dumb does the American have to be to not know the cause of the universe?
TikTok, I will show you a TikToker, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Who asked Americans common knowledge questions and like just watch the videos, okay?
None of them get it right.
Yes.
What I find like mind baffling about this question is it's the name the Big Bang. And like how do you not get the bang part of it? You're American, you're supposed to know everything about bang.
Okay, calm down. Let me do my job. Please, don't make it worse. Okay. In the... Oh my god, what is this?
Oh my god, what is this?
It was like half German, half English.
Alright, let's get it.
In the LLIAD, what is this?
LLIAD.
Liad?
LLIAD. I don't know what.
Or that is it the first one? I and. Whatever. In the. Iliad or Liad, I don't know. Greek forces. Besiege the people of what kingdom?
Besiege.
Besiege. And I'm like, why is there a German word?
Besiege, like taking over and holding their position.
Okay, okay.
Taking control over.
Got it.
Do you remember what from Avatar? Uncle Iroh did to Ba Sing Se when he was still in military.
Yes.
That was a siege. He stayed there and continuously attacked.
No, I know.
Okay.
I know, but it's written as the German word. Besiege.
Yeah, that's also the English word besiege.
Yes, but...
But...
My brain was like, why is there a German word in an English sentence? Okay. Persia, Troy, Babylon, or Paris?
Can you read the question again?
In the... Wait, I need to Google what Iliad is. Iliad. Iliad! In the Iliad, Greek forces besiege the people of what kingdom? Persia, Troy, Babylon, or Paris?
Was it
Troy?
Is Troy?
The Trojans? Troy?
No, the Trojans are like famous for the Trojan horse. You know, the gifted horse of wood that had soldiers in them. And when it goes past the walls, the soldiers come out and attack people. That's what the Trojans did. Besieging from...
Okay, wait. I clicked on it. It's Troy.
It's Troy?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Trojan War was said to have begun over a woman. Oh, God.
The Second World War was started because of some schmuck in Belgium that
killed
a politician or something.
I know. The Trojan War was said to have begun over a woman. A young Trojan man named Paris stole away the most beautiful woman in the world, Helen. If her name was Helen, it's not
that's not beautiful. She's definitely not beautiful. Imagine a viewer is now called Helen.
No.
It's change your name.
Change your name. It's like the Karens. Change your name.
No. If you are characteristically a Karen, you should keep the name Karen. Or change your name to Karen.
Yes.
So people can bully
you. But the innocent Karens.
The innocent Karens, yes. Change your name.
Okay.
The name
can I read this information?
Alright.
The Trojan was... The Trojan War, said to have begun over a woman, a young Trojan man named Paris stole away the most beautiful woman in the world, Helen, from her husband, Menelaus. He came to get her back, and the Trojans refused. So what?
Basically NTR. Next question.
Okay, brave yourself, okay?
Just America.
Recall, yes. Which American town was famous for its witch trials? Nashville, Tennessee, Charleston, South Carolina? CSSC. SC is South Carolina?
Probably.
Okay. Salem, MA, or Portland,
Ohio,
OR.
So, which of these cities is the most stupid ones?
Salem? Yes.
Sounds like it.
Okay. Yellows.
yes.
You would say that if it's another city too, like. As long as it's an American city or American.
Yeah.
So, Yellowstone National Park is in which of the following states? How should I know? I live in Germany.
I have seen the movie 2012. But I don't remember the states. So maybe if I hear the name of the state, I might remember it.
Okay.
Or I might be able to guess
it. So, is it California, Ohio, Wyoming, or Georgia?
It's either California or Georgia.
It's Wyoming.
Wyoming. Well, fuck me sideways.
Okay, next question.
Okay.
Which of the following is not an island in Hawaii?
Hawaii is not an island on Hawaii.
Can you? Maui, Oahu, Kauai, or Mauna Loa?
Kauai,
no. It's Mauna Loa.
Mauna Loa. Okay, is there information where Mauna Loa is?
Hawaii, the big island. Maui, Oahu, and Kauai are some of Hawaii's most famous islands. Mauna Loa is a volcano on the big island that is active.
Mauna Loa is the...
So it will become a new... If it's still active?
It's still active.
Yes. So it can become a new island in the near future. Which of these foods was invented in Australia? Vegemite, pizza, hot dogs, or croissant? Vegemite.
Yes.
Vegemite. I know that because I watch K-pop stuff. And there is Stray Kids, and there is the leader, Bangchan, and then Felix, and they are from Australia, and that's why, because I know this.
Okay,
what
I know
what was that sentence? that's why I want to say
that's because.
Okay, it's Vegemite.
Yeah, I know memes, so I Vegemite, yes.
Okay. What famous comic strip written by Bill Watterson centered around a young boy and his stuffed tiger? Garfield, Get Fuzzy, Calvin and Hobbes, and Kevin and Hobbes, and Leo. Lio.
Huh? The only ones I know are Garfield, but that's not stuffed tiger. Maybe it evolved.
No, it's Calvin and Hobbes.
I don't know them.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not American.
Me too. Suggestion. Digestion typically releases what chemical that makes you happy? Serotonin, melatonin, ghrelin, or aldosterone?
Serotonin is the thing that makes you happy.
Yes, and it's true.
Yes.
It's right. What happened?
What happened is I lost my serotonin. Go on.
Oh, a British common knowledge.
A British?
In the Harry Potter series.
The Americans are so patriotic. In the near future, they will say, yeah, Harry Potter was played and was made in America.
Okay. Keep calm, okay? In the Harry Potter series, Harry must battle which evil wizard? Voldemort.
Dumbledore.
What? Okay. All known elements are organized in something called what? Index of elements, handbook of chemistry, periodic table, none of the above.
None of above all.
Periodic table. Yeah.
I have a wallpaper at the periodic table.
Why?
Wallpaper Engine has a interactive wallpaper for the periodic table. You can click on something and all the information about that thing pops up.
Wow, I need to download that.
It's pretty cool. I never have it active, but I have it saved. So when I need it, I can open it.
When would you need that?
As a streamer. I don't know. Maybe
for New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
For what New Year's Eve?
For illegal bombs?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, can I skip that?
No,
don't. It's about the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit.
Then let's just guess. What's the question?
Okay. Who authored The Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, and the many other books which take place in Middle Earth? C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, George Orwell, or George Lucas? Tolkien?
B.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, why do I know that?
It's probably because the people that love Lord of the Rings talk about it.
Yeah, but I don't have friends that love it.
I don't. I don't either.
So how do I know that? I don't even watch that kind of stuff, like on YouTube or something.
Me too. It's just like something you pick up in white noise of the internet.
Okay. Which star doesn't appear to move through the sky over the course of a year? No star, Polaris, the Sun, Proxima Centauri, or Betelgeuse? Huh?
Let me pose a counter question. Why the fuck is that common knowledge?
That's common knowledge for NASA.
It's common knowledge for scientists of that particular subject.
Which star doesn't
An American would even say that the sun isn't moving.
Huh?
Americans.
They said that?
Probably.
Can you?
That's a trick question. What was the question again? What? Which the exact star, words of those questions?
Which star doesn't appear to move through the sky over the course of a year?
Okay.
North Star.
North? Yeah, North Star is used to like. But it. Okay, it doesn't.
It's North Star.
It's North Star, yeah.
The North Star is so named not because it is the brightest star in the sky, but because its position in the night sky doesn't appear to change. This is because it's almost perfectly aligned with the Earth's axis of rotation. Okay, now I can give my CV to NASA. What animal feeds almost exclusively on bamboo? Panda. The only animals that are not racist.
They're white, black, and Asian.
Yes. Why was the Boston Tea Party so named? 1. American revolutionaries threw tea off British ships. 2. British colonials threw a massive tea party in Boston. 3. The drawn-out battle was sparked over an argument during tea. Or 4. All of the above.
I say A.
Yes.
As the correct answer.
Yes. Do you need information?
No. I played Assassin's Creed.
Same, that's why I know it. It's not because of school, it's because Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Where is Mount Kilimanjaro? Probably it's not...
Mount what? Mount
Kilimanjaro.
Manjaro.
Argentina, Tanzania, Russia, or Japan?
Argentina.
No, it's Tanzania.
I don't even know that country.
Me neither. Which language is spoken by the most people on the continent of Africa? Arabic, English, Spanish, or French? French?
Of Africa.
Yeah. Hello, friends. And you know, like, okay, English. Die französische Kolonisation. You know?
Yeah, but. First of all, why did you say that in German? Second of all, Germany, Spain, England, and France all fought for colonies in Africa.
Yes. Yeah, I forgot that for a moment. I want to say Arabic.
You know what's funny? None of them ever got Ethiopia.
Really?
Yes.
Now I want to go to Ethiopia. Ethiopia.
Because you want to starve?
Can you? The cardinal is the official bird of which of the following states? Ohio, North Carolina, Illinois, all of the above.
Illinois.
All of the above?
Well, technically, I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
I was just 33% right.
So, what is the Taj Mahal? A large business center, a monument to learning, a mausoleum, a royal palace.
A royal palace?
No, a mausoleum.
What is a mausoleum?
Mausoleum?
Wasn't the Taj Mahal the building that was built for... A guy built that for his wife. In India? No.
Mausoleum is a stately or impressive building housing a tomb housing, a tomb, or group of tombs.
What is a tomb?
Okay, this can go really long. What is a tomb? A large wall, typically an underground one, or for burying the dead. Ah, like mausoleum is like the ones in Skyrim when you go to the, you know, where the skeletons try to kill you.
Yes.
That's a tomb.
The Draugr.
Yes, genau.
Alright, okay.
Okay, where do penguins live? Greenland, Nova Scotia, Antarctica only, various locales in the southern hemisphere.
I want to say various locations because there are zoos where they live.
Yes, it's various locales.
Yeah, because zoos exist in the southern hemisphere.
But it's not because of that. Because the answer is New Zealand, Antarctica, Australia? Is it not too hot?
Australia has zoos, yes.
New Zealand, Antarctica, Australia, and South America are just some of the places penguins call home. They rarely travel north and can tolerate a wide range of temperatures.
Hmm.
Oh, that's why they're cool. Which of the following foods is prob... I can't read.
Hello.
Stop.
Go.
It's the last question, Which of the following fruits is probably considered a nut, not a legume or seed? What is a legume?
I know what a nut is. I have two.
Hülsenfrüchte.
Good to know.
Cashew, hazelnut, pistachio, or peanut?
Wait.
Is it pistachio?
Pistachio has... Hold on, wait. What's the question again?
Which of the following foods is probably... properly considered a nut, not a legume or a seed?
Okay, and the answers are?
Cashew, hazelnut, pistachio, or peanut?
I'm just gonna guess peanut.
It's hazelnut.
It's hazelnut? Okay.
Yes.
Nutella one.
In Nutella, there's not much hazelnut. It's more like...
Cancer.
Cancer.
just say it. Come on.
Obesity?
Obesity.
Obesity and diabetes. Yes. What is it?
That was the question? Is there a score at the end or is it just questions?
Yeah, we got 68 scores. 63%.
63%,
yeah. And the average score is 77%, so we're under the average.
Yeah, because we're not American.
Yes. So,
That was it.
So, if you liked it, Take the test.
If you want to see common knowledge from other countries, just comment on it.
Yes.
You know what we could do? Common knowledge for like Germany or Japan or Korea or something for other countries.
Oh, yes, I like.
Yes, I like. Yeah, because is it Korea, right?
Yes. You got me by Korean and Japan.
Okay, then that's probably it for this episode.
Yes.
All right, make the outro. Where can they find us?
You make the outro.
Okay, where can they find us?
Everywhere.
We are everywhere. Even under your bed.
Probably.
Watch your closet.
Can you stop beating on this mic?
I'm not beating on the mic. I'm beating on my desk.
Oh, Cookie.
Oh.
So, do the outro properly without hitting something.
Can I hit myself?
Yes, that, yes, that you can.
All right. Okay. You can find us on Deezer. You can find us on Amazon Music. You can find us on Apple Music. You can find us on Google Music.
Can you just say on all streaming platforms?
You can find us on all streaming platforms, including your one-man server, the platform too.
What?
You can find us on all main streaming platforms for podcasts and music, and we are making this a YouTube video, I think. Yes, no?
Hopefully, when you have time for it.
When I have the motivation. When you have the motivation to do it, you can find us maybe on YouTube. Psycho, you can find on Instagram.
And TikTok, and that's it.
And TikTok. You can find me on YouTube and Twitch and Twitter and TikTok.
You have everything.
I have everything under the name Fumatsuna K. But
it's in the description, guys.
Oh, yeah, God. But I just want to say that I mainly use YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter the most. So if you want something from me, it's best if you find me.
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that, but you don't have to say all of them.
You can say all of them.
Listen, you can say followers. No.
Follow us home.
No, please don't do that. You can say
follow us on all social medias you can find us on.
Just listen. You can say it's all in the description box, but you can follow me on my YouTube, Twitch,
and Twitter. Yes.
I can say what you want.
Yeah, I already made all the jokes I can, so just end the episode, I guess.
No. Probably. We don't have one episode with a proper intro and outro.
Yeah, that's what makes us unique.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.